File 6B, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the program. Now, we all know that the amount of sleep you get each night can affect your work and your ability to interact with others. Health specialists say that the amount of sleep the average person needs is between 7 and 9 hours per night. Some new research suggests that diet plays an important role in whether we get a good night of sleep or not. Dietitian Richard Vickers is here with us in the studio to tell us more. Good morning, Richard, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Holly.
So, Richard, we all know that coffee tends to keep us awake at night. What else should we avoid at dinner time?
Well, actually, Holly, it isn't only coffee that can disturb sleep.
Oh?
It is any food or beverage that contains caffeine. For example, chocolate or tea or many soft drinks.
Hmm.
Of course, caffeine doesn't affect everybody in the same way, but if you are sensitive to it, you should avoid it in the afternoon and in the evening. That way, it won't keep you awake at night.
Hmm. Is there anything else that can potentially stop us sleeping?
Yes, there is. Your sleep can be disturbed if your dinner has a high fat content.
Oh.
The body takes a long time to digest fat, which can make you feel very uncomfortable when you go to bed. People who have extra butter on their bread or heavy cream with their dessert often complain of heartburn or indigestion when they go to bed.
Well, that makes sense. So, does it make a difference what time you have dinner compared to the time you go to bed?
Yes, it does. People who suffer from heartburn or indigestion should avoid eating late at all costs. Lying down with a full stomach makes it much more difficult for the body to digest food, causing discomfort and sometimes pain.
Hmm.
In fact, eating late can affect all kinds of people, so in general, I wouldn't recommend it.
Uh-huh.
The same can be said of the quantity you have. Heavy meals should be consumed at lunchtime, and you should aim to be eating a light snack in the evening. This will fill your stomach so that you aren't hungry when you go to bed, but it won't make you feel so full that you can't sleep.
Hmm. Richard, we've talked about the amount of food we should and shouldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
What about liquids?
Well, for a good night of sleep, you're obviously better off drinking water with your dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But you shouldn't drink too much of that either.
Oh.
Don't drink too much at dinner time or after dinner, or your sleep will be disrupted because you will have to go to the bathroom during the night.
Okay, so much for what we shouldn't do. Is there anything that will actually help us go to sleep at night?
Yes, there is. Milk. Milk contains a special substance that affects the way that certain hormones in the brain work. One of these hormones is serotonin, which helps us fall asleep. This is why members of the older generation often have a hot, milky drink before they go to bed.
Is there anything else that can help?
Yes, there's an herb called valerian, which seems to work well. Research has shown that substances in the root of the valerian plant relax the central nervous system and the muscles.
Huh.
You can take it in liquid or tablet form, or you can make a tea out of it.
Mm-hmm.
People who have used valerian have said that it has helped them fall asleep quicker, and it has given them a deep and satisfying rest.
Huh. It sounds like valerian might be the answer then. I'm afraid that's all we have time for today, Richard. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.